Preparing for interviews part 5. Answering tricky questions.
Now the final type of question that you will come up against is what we call the motivation question. A question like this may sound like, why would you like to work for us? Why are you particularly interested in this role? What appeals to you about working for this organization? As you can see, the motivation either assesses your commitment to doing the job or your commitment or desire to work for this particular organization. This is one question that I don't have a strategy for, because each individual's motivation to do that particular job or work in that particular industry may vary, and it's something that's very, very personal. But the key thing to remember is that if you have researched the organization, if you have researched the industry, if you have a good understanding of the job itself, you can draw on any of your elements of research and convey those as your motivation to do the role. So to give you an example, if this role, for example, gives you an opportunity to supervise somebody and you are now looking to move into gaining management experience, that could be a strong motivation for taking up that role. It could be that this particular industry is growing and there are many opportunities within this particular industry. So you can maybe use the opportunities of growth within that sector as a way to convey your motivation. It could be that the organization's values match with who you are as an individual. So you may want to look at things like their mission statement, what the organization stands for, and if there's something about that, their values that resonates with who you are, that could be a really strong motivation to work for that particular organization. So to conclude here, there are 4 main types of questions. Most employers will ask you a range of questions that will focus on at least 1, 2, or 3 of those categories. The key thing for you to do is recognize what category this question fits into and structure and present your answer accordingly. What I'd like to do now in the concluding part of this podcast is to focus on tricky questions. I can give you an example of my nightmare question that I had when I applied for my first job. The interview had gone really well, and then right at the end, sort of the manager interviewing for the job said to me, "If you could be a vegetable, Saida, what sort of vegetable would you be?" And without thinking, I said, "Cabbage." Now, that was not a good answer to say, and it sort of killed the answer for me. Inevitably, there will be questions that throw you. You know, I have gone off cabbage ever since. But the key thing about tricky questions is actually not how you answer it, but how you deal with the situation that has thrown you. So, you know, perhaps a better approach from me could have been, "Can I have a moment to think about it?" I could have actually said, "Ask for clarification, you know, what do you mean by this particular question?" You know, I could have perhaps used humor. You know, there are a number of ways I could have dealt with it. But my response was to say cabbage and then to sort of cringe about the fact that I said cabbage. And what that said to the employer is that perhaps I'm not very confident in tricky situations that throw me. You may get questions like strengths and weaknesses, you know, that old chestnut that we all find tricky. So my advice with strengths and weaknesses question is highlight strengths, you know, that match the job that you are applying for, that are in line with the requirements of the role. With weaknesses, be honest. You know, a weakness question is not really looking for your weakness. It's looking for how you reflect. You know, do you identify areas of development? In fact, if the question was reframed and an employer said, you know, what areas do you think you still need to develop? it wouldn't be such a threatening question. So firstly, in your mind, reframe the word weakness as development, and then pick on something that can really demonstrate ways that you are developing and improving. So for example, for me as a new manager, my weakness was the ability to delegate. You know, I really struggled with delegation. And in an interview, I was quite honest and upfront about it. And then I talked about sort of ways I was using the team meetings. I was actively aware of delegating to kind of the strengths of my team. Was also actively soliciting feedback from my manager about whether I had taken on too much. And all of that has gone to improve the way I delegate tasks to my team. So it's about having an honest appraisal, but also talk about how you're responding to that particular weakness. My final kind of tips if things go wrong in an interview. So if you feel like you've gone off on a tangent, or if your mind has just gone blank, or if you just haven't understood the question, the key thing is acknowledge it. It's this great big elephant in the room. You know, acknowledge it. Say, you know, I've just lost my chain of thought. Can I start again? Or could you please clarify the question? You know, if you address it up front, you come across with more confidence. If you are being interviewed by a large panel, often the question is, how do I engage the whole panel? My advice is 70% of the attention goes to the person asking the question, 30% cursory glance to the rest of the panel. Now remember, the rest of the panel may be very busy writing notes and they may not make eye contact with you. That's absolutely fine. They have a lot to absorb in that interview. Sometimes people will say to me, the interviewer was really aggressive or unfriendly or hostile. Remember, it may just be that individual's persona. Believe it or not, interviewers get really nervous in interviewing situations, especially if their manager is in the room and they are part of the panel, so they've got performance anxiety as well. So the key thing is not to attach any meaning to that individual. Stay true to your performance. And finally, I know a lot of people find themselves interviewing for internal roles that we often find really tricky because, you know, you think the manager knows you, they have a measure of your capabilities. Remember, a manager may know you, but they will never fully know you. So the key thing here is to still treat that interview panel as afresh. Treat it like a real interview. Work at conveying your skills and competencies. It may be a case that your manager may know you, but other members of the panel won't. So the important thing is not to imply anything, explicitly state your achievements and your experiences, and try not to be put off by the fact that you know that individual. The final thing that I would like to sort of conclude with is, a lot of performance at interview is down to your impact. What we say actually only makes up 7% of that impact. The most important things are the tone by which you communicate. So make sure you smile, you vary your tone, you convey enthusiasm, but also be aware of nonverbal communication. So make eye contact, don't sort of close your arms, you know, really be open, engaged and enthusiastic, because nonverbal communication can go a long way to building rapport. So finally, I just want to wish you lots of success with your interviews. Please do listen to some of our other podcasts around understanding your skills and putting together your CVs. And remember, interviews are like riding a bicycle. You know, rejection is inevitable, just as falling off the bike is inevitable. But practice and preparation will make you more confident. So go for it.